next case is 10,930 Bruce and Leslie Barron Lane. This was in Hinlopen, or North Shore, excuse me, development. This was a front yard setback requirement, and this was about a pool. And I've passed down, Lawrence, Mr. Lank, did a lot of research, and the ocean is not the front. Okay? So they would need the variance. You would have to make a decision whether to approve the variance. And
what
we also, the office, there are a few pools in North Shores that are in. The front yard is the 30 or 40 feet. It doesn't mean because it's in front of a house. That's, a lot of people confuse that.
Right.
But there are a lot of, there's a few, few pools
right.
in North Shores that are in the front yard. But they meet the 30, 40. You know what I'm saying? They're in that, in front of the house.
They meet the setback?
They meet the setback of the front yard.
Yeah,
but they're...
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't remember anything in there that didn't meet the front yard setback.
No, there's a pool there.
That's the reason I questioned it.
Right, but...
They're not in the front yard setback.
No. Right. But you can ask for a variance to be in the front yard.
Now, my question was...
The fence.
Yeah, if you're going to...
Lawrence can administratively approve that, and he will, because it's required. I'm just passing that along, because he discussed that.
Okay, so we...
So he can administratively approve that, because an in-ground pool must have a 4-foot fence.
He's going to
have a 3-foot height deck
okay.
around that pool, and Lawrence will approve the... If you approve...
The deck, he'll approve the fence.
He can administratively...
Yeah, that's my point. I knew we had to make an adjustment.
That's
there
why
somewhere.
It wasn't asked for to begin with, because he can make that decision on his own without.
For a fence.
Because the pool requires a 4-foot fence.
And the question also was whether that was the front yard, and it is. Mm-hmm. So.
That's your decision.
Sue, it's our decision now, right? Oh boy.
Wanting to put 10 pounds of taters in a 5-pound bag again.
Yeah.
Hmm?
They're wanting to put 10 pounds of taters in a 5-pound bag again.
Yep.
I think, again, that, I like to use these little phrases that are not, aren't legally right or anything. Just what I want. Please give me what I want. I don't want to go by the rules here. I want to get an adjustment and do what I want to do. So, having said that, I don't think anyone in there, like I said, because that used to be my area as an inspector, the pools were in the front, but they weren't in the front yard encroaching. So... I don't know whether we want to start a precedence in there. Granting, that's my opinion, granting pools in the front yard, especially in-ground pools.
All right.
Well,
I don't know how
the
rest of you guys do.
The question is, did they, you feel they, are you convinced they meet the standards for granting a variance?
No. I can get down them if you want.
If you're all ready to vote, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we deny case number 10,930 for the reasons going down the list. There's no uniqueness to the property. The possibility it can be developed in strict conformity. I believe they're bringing the hardship onto themselves, and there's not a situation there which warrants they're getting a variance. It's just a they won. And I think it would alter the essential character of the neighborhood. There's no pools in the front yard.
Is that your motion?
Yes, that's my motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. And by roll call vote, Mr. Rickert?
No.
Mr. Workman?
Yes. I'll vote to deny it for some reason.
Deny it? No.
Okay. Yeah. Mr. Hudson?
I vote yes for the motion to deny for the same reason stated.
And I vote also to deny the request, as I agree. It's not necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and you know, it's the applicant's request. It's created by them, and the property can be developed in strict conformity. So, case number 10,930 is denied. Is there any other business?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I hate to bring this up, but are we getting paid? I just wanted to know when, you know, being a new member.
Oh, we get paid anytime between the last meeting,
yes,
and whenever.
Okay.
So we've been paid in the past as early as the second week, and as late as the following month, the second week.
Oh, is that right? Yes. Okay. Thank you. That clears that up. I appreciate your insight. Being a new member,
I don't know if there's any rhyme or reason. You know, in the past, we've asked, you know, why is this? Doesn't seem to be any reason why our pay should be delayed. And hopefully it won't, you know, be in the future. But typically, you can look forward about the middle of the month.
Okay.
Yep. There was a thing that myself, Brent, I guess Jeff,
yes,
I think Dale, I'm not sure if you received in the mail, but from the Department of Natural Resources, that they're having a seminar on February the 29th at Dover Downs. It's a Delaware Wetlands Conference. I'm not sure why we were sent this.
Oh.
Other than, you know, maybe we there's something we should know about the wetlands. And it is on the 29th.
That's only.
I think our question is, you know, how important is it, and how does it pertain to what we do? And if it is suggested, I'll defer that to you, Susan. excuse me.
To
29th, yes, to ask Lawrence if what his opinion is, and if it's his opinion that it might be of benefit for us to attend. The question from us is always, who's paying? So if you could get back with us on that, we'd appreciate it.
Don't forget to tell him and mention that I'm retired and I could go anywhere that's paid for.
And by the same token, the rest
John
of us have
working.
Jobs, and we would have to take a vacation day.
Susan, I got a question for you.
Well, Brent does, but
I don't have a job yet. I need a job on pools. Probably been 3 months ago, we had a pool come up and put a fence around it in the country. Mm-hmm. You just said it's got to be a fence around a pool?
In-ground pool.
It was an in-ground pool?
Above-ground pools, as long as they're 4 foot in height, do not require a fence.
That was an in-ground pool we had.
But it was on a lot of acreage.
Yeah.
It was on 200 acres, West. And it did not.
That was their request, not to put up a fence, and you approved it.
Yeah, I voted against it.
Oh, you voted against it, but the others approved it.
Because he didn't have 200 acres. I had 200 acres. I had to put a fence up.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
You
can't put a fence up in Delaware. You can't put a pool up unless you got a fence.
Well, they checked. The state doesn't. They didn't have a requirement. They don't have a law.
Again, common sense. If some kid comes there.
You just said
they had to have Lawrence come make them put a fence up. What's the difference?
No.
She said that Lawrence would approve the fence. Because there's a state requirement.
Administratively, it's because it's a county requirement only.
A county make you put the fence up then? Why wouldn't we make them put a fence up?
Because they don't, they didn't want to, so they came to you.
And we.
To not have the fence, and they, it was approved.
And our, I think our reasoning was, is because they had a pond that was deeper than the pool that didn't require a fence. And it was on like 200 some acres.
They didn't have 200 acres.
In the middle, whatever.
Yeah, and I got a pond deeper than our pool.
Okay, so you should argue.
You could come, you could.
You could apply for variance, take your fence down.
Take your fence down, Brent, then you can come do it.
I don't know if I, you know, that's just me, I don't know if I'd rather have a fence, I, you know, you're looking for a lawsuit there.
We have a pond in our front yard, and we have an in-ground pool in our backyard, and a stream, and anyone could drown, we don't have to have a fence around our pond.
Right.
No.
And that was their argument, but we told them they'd have to ask the board.
Yeah.
Because the county ordinance requires.
I heard the fence part of it again, from you, I guess I didn't understand.
What Lawrence is saying, he can administratively, see, what Bud's question was, because it was gonna be 7 foot in height.
Uh-huh, okay.
Which.
He can.
Broke the.
The rules.
The rule, he can bring that down.
Right, because it was gonna be closer than 40 feet.
Okay.
But Lawrence can administratively approve it because a 4 foot fence is required through the county to be around the pool.
Okay.
And he's also trying to determine which was the front yard, if it was a rear, if he ruled it was a rear yard, we'd have a problem at all.
But, that's what, yeah.
Okay, you got me straightened again.
So what did we table tonight, can I?
And you know what, unless somebody could argue differently, I don't, I mean, if you've got a pond that's deeper than your pool on your property, common sense.
That's how we are.
Suggest to me that, I don't see why you gotta have one around your pool. Me personally, I would have one around my pool.
We have a fence around our pool.
Because that's inviting to kids.
You know what my insurance company told me? You don't have a fence around that pool.
You don't have insurance.
You don't have no insurance.
So that's what I'm saying.
So what do you do?
Right.
You're opening yourself up for a lawsuit there.
Right. Right, and I mean, and you think about it, and I'm not trying to change your mind. You know, I understand where you stand.
Because I pick kids up drowned and running.
I understand, yep. But, but the first case, you know, if where they were out, I mean, a lot of acreage. Granted, people come on the property, but it wasn't near a road.
3-9.
3-9.
Don't go to me.
Oh, no, that's not a pre-picture.
The very first one, and then 3-7 and 3-9.
Oh, 3-7, right, that's what I had.
Their kid changed their mind real fast.
Yeah. But what about the pond? I mean, when you think about it, what, a child goes and drowns in a pond. We used to swim in the pond.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we did too.
Get it.
Younger.
Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Yes.
Is there a second? There's a second. Is all in favor?
Aye.
But we are adjourned.